Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Lindsay Wolfgang.
Yo.
Stephanie White.
Well.
Dalton Anthony.
Heh.
And PWU, Shannon Young.
PWU. I mean, there's so many other shows you could... Jesse, I want to say that I don't want any of his One Punch Man in my salad.
Would it be better if I said PWU's Mr. 100? I think that encapsulates it a little better.
Creator of Podzilla 1985, Mr. 100. Let's go.
You always introduce me as Nerd Up's Jesse Kimball, despite me being such a major role in everything else that
you
I
do.
Figured
you
I
were
do.
Wanted... guilty of that.
I guess I mostly associate you with this, since this is what you came over with from the old Penta Nerd days. You know, the
what's that?
True. Yeah.
What's a Penta Nerd?
Ask Podbean. They've got the record somewhere.
Yeah.
I thought you liked it.
Unscripted. That'll work.
PWU's, that's our other flagship show.
I'll take it. It was the flagship show. We lost the flag.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, so we'll go into the show today. We got some great stuff. We got video games, comic books, and movies. It's all going to be here today. Starting with, it wouldn't be a Nerd Up at this point without a little bit of Overwatch news. We've got a new map coming up. Eichenwald, I think is what it's called. It's actually heavily based on where Reinhardt's from. It takes place where there's a huge like Omnic battle there. It looks really, really cool. And there's like some old like Reinhardt. Well, whatever the armor was that he wears, because there was a whole bunch of Germans that wore that armor in the Omnic Crisis. It's real neat. I really like this map a whole lot. And it's a hybrid mode, so it's the capture point and escort payload, which are my personal favorite game types.
Except in this one, if I heard correctly, you're hauling his armor.
You're actually hauling a battering ram, so you can get to his armor.
So you're getting his armor.
Yes. Or it seems to be. You're recovering some artifacts. It might be armor for him. I'm not sure.
I can't wait to watch
the
YouTube
video. You're playing salvage.
A little bit. They did have a new YouTube video, the Last Bastion, which was...
Is it in the game, the videos?
They are not.
So the videos don't play in the game at all?
The first one does.
But like after that?
No.
World of Warcraft did a similar thing with Legion coming out, where they released YouTube videos about... Like, you know, the Burning Legion and Illidan and stuff like that. And then they put those videos in the game at specific parts.
So we've been skipping them.
Yeah, because we've already seen them. But at least they're there so you can see them in the game.
But the difference is World of Warcraft is a story-driven game, whereas Overwatch is a battle arena game.
And half memes. So
yeah, it's a meme game is what it is.
There are a lot of memes about the game, yes, because it's extremely popular. Over 15 million players at this point.
Well, I mean, that's not saying much. There are some Korean games that have over 4 billion.
That's not true.
I'll check my numbers.
You check them and get back to me. Have your people call my people, and we'll get this done.
What are you thinking, Billy?
All right.
You both call Dalton. Like, Dalton, I need you to do this for me.
Can you please say that it was $4 billion? And then Jesse's like, it wasn't $4 billion, Dalton. Just tell the truth. So the one thing that whenever you made me watch the Bastion video.
Yes.
Firsthand, screw that video, because I almost cried about a robotic turret.
Because all of the feels from this video.
Oh, it was so, and it was one of those things that I was waiting for the turn in the last 5 seconds, and I'm really happy they didn't, because I was waiting to hear the, like, lone gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, please don't kill that bird. Please don't kill that bird.
So basically, if you guys, like, you don't even have to know much about Overwatch to watch and enjoy this video. And honestly, it really is a little bit of a tearjerker. Like, you feel things about this little turret.
Everybody hates.
Well, not everybody hates it anymore. Like... Basically, everybody's figured out how to counter it, so it's a non-issue. In fact, a lot of people are calling him underpowered, because all it takes is a couple of like quick call-outs. Three people can take it down, no problem. And then at that point, like the whole team is just screwed because they built around Bastion, and now the Bastion's gone, they just get rolled over.
That's why you need a team.
It's true. But anyway, so some of the season changes they've made that I'm really excited about. They changed up the ranking system a lot, where it used to be 0 to 100 is your rank. It is now 0 to 5,000, and obviously it, like all the other numbers multiplied up too, but they also have assigned like tier rankings. One of the problems that they talked about before with the old ranking system is something that I agree with. If you got, like, I got placed in 55 on PC, and 55 out of 100, like, you know, I'm going back to my old college days, and I'm thinking, wow, I am terrible at this game. But that actually put me in the top 10% of players. And I was like, well, okay. That's kind of cool when I saw those numbers come out.
I hear somebody is out of, like, 4 billion people, They're in the top
10% of 4 billion people.
Oh, yeah, no, there are a lot of people above me. Scrub. A lot of people above me.
I didn't finish my placement matches on console.
I didn't either.
You know why? Why didn't you finish?
Because I'm not good. I'm not good at all. I had to stop playing for a month because I cussed somebody out over the headset. And I was like, no, this game brought the worst out in me. So I had to remove myself.
I was pretty good at it. I wasn't great, but I was pretty good at it. I stopped playing because of the Steven effect.
That's what it was, yeah. That actually does do a pretty good job at getting people to stop, or getting you in particular to stop playing any game.
I'll stop playing games the moment I have to sit in here and listen to Steven cuss about it. And God bless the boy, he comes in and plays every single day. Even though he has his own apartment now with internet, I assume.
Yeah.
He still chooses to come in here and curse about it. And he's gotten better about cursing, but now he stomps his feet.
He still gets real mad.
Yeah, and I just don't understand getting that angry over a video game. I just don't get it.
There was one night that I got two nights, actually, that I got Steven levels of angry. And it was while playing competitive.
With me.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was real bad. That was just because we had some just terrible teammates. And then the second time didn't happen again until, and that was like in the first, you know, that was when competitive was first released.
Yeah.
Like back sometime in early July or something like that. And then the next time it happened was a few nights ago when we were playing competitive. Like, me and Garrett were trying to get up to the higher tier of rewards in Overwatch competitive. So we were trying to, you know, boost up our rank a little bit. And we kept getting teammates. Three times in one night, we had teammates that just said, like, I don't really care. I already got my, you know, whatever rank. One person actually said the phrase, I really don't care. I got my 65, so it's all Gucci.
It's all Gucci.
Mandy was playing?
What?
It was not Mandy.
What?
Yeah, no, the kids these days, they refer to something cool as Gucci.
Do they even know what Gucci is?
Yeah. It's a product line. People are familiar. Mandy's actually the person that showed me this phrase. Like, were it not for Mandy, I would be really confused at what this guy was talking about.
See, I want to see You'd Soldier 76 with the Gucci bag.
So showing my age, you know what the first online game I ever played was, Jesse? It was Ultima Online.
Right.
We've talked about my love for it. And back then, it was online gaming was a very niche market.
Right.
There weren't a lot of people involved with, like, stuff like this. You know, it was very much local type stuff. Well, I get on Ultima Online, and I start seeing the term noob. The first time I ever saw the term noob, and I don't know if it was created with Ultima Online or if Ultima Online.
I think
it
actually started with forums a long time ago.
And elite, noob, and elite were the
also
two terms.
Forums.
And I hated those terms so much, and I thought this is the pinnacle of how stupid people can get online.
Boy, were you mistaken.
The years have passed me by.
Now, speaking of people being stupid online, one of the new things that people do, and one of the changes that they've made to Overwatch that I'm really excited about. Is GGEZ.
We talked about this on Thursday, and it was hilarious.
It's fantastic. So, basically, for those of you unfamiliar, GGEZ is basically, it's pretty much what it sounds like. GG stands for good game, so good game, and then easy. Just, that's what it stands for. So, basically, it's a backhanded kind of compliment thing. It's like, you know, we just smashed you guys, so good game, which is the old sportsman-like method of finishing a game, and then you just throw easy at the end of it, just to say, like, you guys suck. Good game, though.
And what really frustrates me is that people will do that even if it's not easy.
Right. Like
if you just
game.
Absolutely stomp somebody and you say it, okay, at least then you have some merit to it. But when it's a close game and you say easy, like it's like you don't even understand how to trash talk.
No, that's irony right there is what that is.
And honestly, like I'm
sure that's what they were going for. They're sitting on the other side of the computer going, ha, hope you got the irony there.
And honestly,
that's
kind
of eating Cheetos.
Like, if it is a super, like, close game and somebody puts that, then I think it's pretty funny.
There you go. See, but, I was thinking the same thing.
But if they actually roll me, I get pissed because it's salt in the wound. Like, I just get angry about it. So, and a lot of other people feel the same way, and Blizzard has noticed. And Blizzard also doesn't like this kind of gameplay. Blizzard wants people to be, you know, courteous to each other. They want everybody to get along. They know it's not going to happen completely, but they're doing their best. One of the new updates replaces any version of GGEZ with several phrases, and it's randomized, and it's beautiful. So basically, I've got some here that I pulled up already. We got a good game. Best of luck to you all. It was an honor to play with you all. Thank you. Mommy says, hold on, it went away.
Mama said, Captain Sano. Mm-hmm. Do I have to keep doing water?
Mommy says people my age shouldn't suck their thumbs. Come on, Mom. One more game before you tuck me in. Oops, missed hell. It's past my bedtime. Please don't tell my mommy. Well played. I salute you all. And my personal favorite, I feel very, very small. Please hold me. And there's another one that's not listed here that I liked a whole lot. It was something like, guys, I have a lot of insecurity issues. Please bear with me. I'm working on it. Yeah. And it's just wonderful. And thank you, Blizzard. Because, like, I'll know what they're actually typing when that pops up, but I'll be laughing. It's entirely okay.
Now fix Battleground chat in World of Warcraft and we'll talk.
That's a whole different monster right there.
Just shut it down.
I don't want to do this show anymore.
And then in a Gamescom interview, Blizzard also said that they're going to be working on an almost monthly release for new maps and new characters. Like every month you're going to get one of the two.
Which they should.
And it's awesome.
And it should be free.
And it is.
Okay.
They went on record and promised once again that all future DLC, all characters, all maps that are released in the game will be free to people that have purchased the game.
That is the best policy to do. If you pay $60 for the game, you get the free updates.
Yep.
Or Battleborn, you pay $60 for the game, but then you buy every new character that comes out.
With in-game currency.
Now, here's the good thing, though, is that Battleborn has now gone to like $20. So that money you're saving.
Oh,
Like, and there's still, like, you know,
God bless.
The problem
with Battleborn, there wasn't enough memes.
That's true.
It's true. You can't meme a fungus.
Honestly, the real problem is that it came out a month before Overwatch.
It wasn't as fun.
It wasn't.
It took too long.
It did.
We played 40-minute games.
Yeah, it's a MOBA. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like your League of Legends, your Smite, and all that other stuff. It's a MOBA game versus Overwatch, which is more like Team Fortress 2. You jump in, quick match, 5-6 minutes, done.
GG easy.
I'm feeling very, very small. Please hold me. That's what Shannon just said. That's what I heard.
Daddy didn't hug me enough.
All right. So, yeah, that's all for Overwatch for now. I'm pretty excited about this stuff, but we'll move forward with other video game news. Harley and Deadshot were revealed for Injustice, which I saw the reveal trailer for that. It was interesting. The part where they had Batman talking to Harley made Kevin Conroy sound kind of weird, to the point that Cody and Hunter both thought it was someone else doing a really good Kevin Conroy impersonation.
I can see Kodu being tricked.
Well, Cody, they put it in there. It was like, it started kind of rough, but then they went very Conroy with the end of it. And I just typed in the chat, like, that was Kevin Conroy.
I'm glad that they put these guys out right at the height of Suicide Squad's dispopularity. Is that a word?
It
can be.
I've been seeing people online saying it's a good movie. I don't think it's...
Tanner thinks it's great.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that say the Holocaust didn't happen.
That actually is true. That's a true story.
That's a true statement, yeah.
There is. I'm just saying.
They're not right. Never mind. We're good.
You can't ignore one atrocity and then welcome another.
Anyway, we'll move past that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's...
On the scale of 1 to 10 of offensive things I've ever said, that's low on the bar.
I mean, that's like a 2. Yeah, you're right.
It is low. It is low. I mean, and this is Nerd Up, so I like to keep it low.
Exactly. We keep the bar low here. This ain't Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Or the Thursday show.
Oh, there ain't no bar. <There's>, Bar's closed.
it's a whole different bar.
I really liked Harley Quinn's look. I really did. I think the look of her in the video, this is probably my favorite Harley Quinn look.
You're talking about in Injustice, right?
Yeah. Because even though I really liked her Suicide Squad outfit too, except for the booty shorts.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be a unlockable.
It is actually, because they showed it off in the video, in the reveal trailer. Deadshot and Harley Quinn both have their Suicide Squad movies.
Because I know on the Injustice mobile game that Harley Quinn is available right now. Because they've been releasing characters for that since it came out 3 years ago.
Was anybody concerned that she wasn't going to be in it? Because don't see why this is.
It was in the first Injustice, but they just waited to do the reveal. Deadshot was the big news. Because
I don't think it's much of a reveal because you know she's going to be in there.
Mm. But wasn't Deathstroke in the first one?
Deathstroke was. Deadshot wasn't.
I'm just saying, when I saw the Deadshot trailer, I thought, okay, it's Deadstroke 2.0.
I mean, Deathstroke, I think, is still going to be in Injustice.
That seems highly pointless to have both Deathstroke and Deadshot.
They're two completely different characters.
They look so similar. They're both pulling guns out and shooting each other, and they even look similar.
But the thing is, Deathstroke has swords.
No, the difference is that Suicide Squad came out, and they want to shoehorn Deadshot into the game.
You're not wrong.
That's the only reason. I wouldn't be surprised if El Diablo was in the game.
It might, which would actually be really cool, because I like El Diablo.
He was cool.
But you can't fight until you get within a quarter of your health.
And then you finally find the strength
and then
to
you
do
become
it.
An Aztec god.
Now,
spoiler alert.
I cannot talk today. Now, will I be able to crouch down as Wonder Woman and slowly creep towards and stab whoever I'm fighting like I did when we played that one time when we played the first one?
I think it depends. Almost certainly. It depends on the new movie. That's what she does in
I
that.
I had the shield out, just kept stabbing Shannon. Because
they did
sword.
Show off, they did have the reveal trailer a while back for Wonder Woman that actually looked really good, minus her face. Everything about Wonder Woman looked great from that trailer, except
that... She looks too tiny. She looks
way
about
the
too
movie?
Tiny.
No, we're talking about the Injustice game. Okay. Like, oh, Injustice okay. 2.
Are you talking about the movie?
Yes.
See, that was my fear of her at first, was she was too small.
She looks too small.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot is still tall.
I know, but she did a good job, too. But
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, she's not built, but
she should
is...
be more like a Ronda Rousey or a, you know, someone like that.
Have a petition for Ronda Rousey to play Wonder Woman.
Except Ronda Rousey's really short.
Just redo the entire movie.
That's fine. Just I'd rather have bulky for Wonder Woman than
just
see.
Here's my question.
Yeah,
about Injustice. How
lanky? There we go.
What?
She looks lanky. That's what she's getting at. All right. What's your question about Injustice?
Oh, I want to know is, you know, they've got the new armor system where you can armor them up. How are they still going to manage to make Harley Quinn's armor as small as possible? Why will she have steel reinforced booty shorts? Because that's going to happen.
I mean, to be fair, they gave Wonder Woman full body armor, so they might for Harley.
They, like, it's cup Harley. The cheeks.
Yes, I'm heavily armored, but I did leave a hole for my cleavage, because...
She's not Power Girl. Power Girl.
Do you remember in the comic where Power Girl tried to justify that?
With the she didn't think she was worthy of the Superman S, so she left a window there... Just, you know, because she wasn't
worthy.
And she
don't care if no man stares at her.
Now, see...
That's great written from a man.
The truth that she doesn't want to say is she's trying to avoid boob sweat.
Meanwhile, there's Overwatch fan art of, like, Soldier 76 and stuff wearing one of those boob window, like, it's in the shape of a heart sweaters.
That's fantastic.
The memes are strong with that game.
I know, right?
They really are. The internet is obsessed with this game.
I was just like... I'm glad this is a thing. Make him a dad. Dad 76, it's his name on the internet.
That's actually true.
Yep.
I saw that.
I've seen that.
I've seen that a few times. All right, well, slightly more infuriating news. Final Fantasy 15, they announced the Ultimate Edition.
I'm still infuriated about Suicide Squad.
So, like, the Ultimate Edition, that means it probably comes with a few things. So it's probably, like, what, 120?
You think Ultimate Edition, traditionally with video games, comes with everything. Let's go ahead and we'll talk about real quick what it comes with. You get 2 steelbooks, 2 movies, the game, a big old art book, and an exclusive PlayArts character, as well as some bonus in-game content and in-game item packs.
Okay, so let's price this out. The game is $60.
Yeah.
The 2 movies, let's say $20. So we're at $80.
Sure.
Okay. $10 a piece.
$10 a piece. $10
a piece, yeah.
In what world are movies $10 a piece? Especially...
I mean, these are
the
shorts.
The Target bargain
remember?
Bin. That's where movies are $10.
And at Hastings right now.
Because these movies are only like 30 or 40 minutes, right?
One's feature length.
Really? Kingsglaive?
Kingsglaive is a feature length film. Huh. It's actually, from what I heard, they were going to theaters with it, but I don't know if they still are.
Okay, so the 2 movies, let's say $25 a piece. So now we're at $85. 2 steelbooks, put those at $15 a piece. That PlayArts Kai, I don't know why they're adding a $140 action figure with this game.
But to be fair, it is... The PlayArts figures are expensive.
They are.
Yeah, no. So it's a $140 figure.
Yeah, it's not like that they're just gouging the market on this. I have less of a problem with the price. I know where you're going with this. It's way too expensive. It is. How much is it?
It is $270 the Ultimate Edition.
And that's really, really expensive. But you have to look at the target demographic. The Final Fantasy fans are going to eat up the art book. They're going to eat up the figure.
Now,
yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's my point. No. It's just that they're going to really want
it. No, honestly, Jesse. Yes.
I have a question because you are a person who enjoys getting steelbook cases for your video games.
Yes.
If a game came with 2 of them, do you separate the discs?
Breathing intensifies.
Does this come with the weird pair of panties that they're marketing as a screen protector?
I'm sad I missed that panty protector. I really wanted to get one of those.
No, the screen cleaner.
Yes, yes.
The screen cleaner.
What do you need to clean off?
The screen.
So yeah, no. Like the only thing, the problem with this, the
Why
problem
are
that everybody's having with it,
two steelbook cases.
Right. Wait a minute.
Two.
So we're missing the big thing. This definitely comes with the season pass, right?
Was that your hand
no,
I just hit?
That's the big thing.
Okay.
It doesn't come with.
It
the
does
season.
Not come with. When I think Ultimate Edition, I think it comes with everything this game is going to have to offer forever and ever.
Okay. Again, I have to point out. Look at the history of Final Fantasy, and you tell me one DLC they've ever done. One.
They've always released it as separate games.
And I'm not talking about Final Fantasy 11 or 14, where they have, you know, expansion packs. You name right. one Final Fantasy DLC you've ever seen that wasn't just extra costumes or anything like that.
I mean, I haven't.
Exactly. Not a single one that I can think of either. But, so the fact that it doesn't come with a season pass, are you really excited about that season pass to begin with?
It's one of those things, though. Like, if they're selling a season pass separately, it should come with the Ultimate Edition of the game.
It should. For $270, they're selling air at that point.
Well, I mean, look at the, what, $100 NXT edition of WWE. No season pass. That's the Ultimate Edition
But the thing of it is, that's $100 compared to $270.
And plus, the $100 comes with the statue, the steelbook case, and all that other stuff.
The weebs are not buying WWE.
The Shannon and Daltons are.
Yeah,
Shannon.
We already got them reserved. Now, the Halo 5... Uber Edition. Yeah. Did that come with a season pass? I'm legitimately asking because I don't know.
I don't actually think there was a season pass for Halo 5.
I don't think
really?
There was.
Yeah, because Halo has been really good about just releasing whenever content they release, it's free.
So that was just the statue. That was a $250 statue, basically.
Along with extra, like, you get extra costumes and stuff, the extra steelbook case.
Which is exactly what you're getting in this game.
Right. But the difference is there exists a season pass for Final Fantasy.
They have said there will be a season pass.
Yes.
That's confirmed.
That is confirmed.
And I want to see what the season pass is. I agree with you. For $270,
you should get it.
But it's Square. Is all I can think of is a Square. They know they'll make extra money.
Well, yeah, I know. They know they'll make it, and yeah. I mean it'll sell it. But I just think it's shady.
It is shady.
But yeah, like we'll go ahead and move past it though, because there's really not much more we can say about it.
Oh, there's plenty I could say about it.
Well, yeah, but
look for my blog on.
We're gonna keep looping.
Blogzilla1985.com.
Okay, what are we at time-wise? Because I have this minimum.
It's been like 5 minutes.
There's digital content on the Halo 5 Guardians Limited Collector's Edition, by the way.
There is, yeah, but it's not like... Yeah.
It doesn't say a season pass.
It's nothing you have to buy extra.
Who looked at that game and decided two steelbook cases?
I think it's because
one for
they
the
have
movies
a,
and one for the game.
Oh,
well, the big thing is they have a... There's a special steelbook case with the $90 limited edition, which you can purchase. Then there's the completely different case that comes with the big edition, but they wanted to give you both cases, basically, since you're buying it. They want to give you everything but that season pass.
Well, God bless you, Square.
So,
this ain't 1996.
Moving forward to some
It will be next year when Final Fantasy VII is re-released on
PS4. They don't push it back again.
And then they release it serialized, because that's a thing they might be doing.
Episodic.
Yep. Anyway.
Next time on Final Fantasy VII. Sephiroth powers up.
So with some comic book news.
Cloud is sad.
One of the biggest storylines from Teen Titans way back in the day was called the Judas Contract, which was actually the story with, you know, introducing Deathstroke.
Also, Judas Contract introduced Nightwing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the one comic book that I've been looking for a long time, is the first Nightwing appearance.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. The last Teen Titans I saw, they had like a magic pencil, and they were trying to figure out how to eat dinner.
You were watching Go.
Was that not the same Teen Titans?
They were trying to figure out how to eat dinner.
They were. Robin and Starfire, those guys, right?
Jesse, just us two. Well, let's talk about this.
What? So Judas Contract.
Judas Contract.
I say it doesn't introduce Deathstroke. Deathstroke's been there. But Terra. Tara is a character introduced to try and infiltrate the Teen Titans for Slade. They actually did this story arc.
I remember
the
story arc.
Cartoon.
I remember that, yeah.
Like, it was a big deal in the comic book world. And basically, it was written, you know, way back when.
84?
It's a while back. I think it was almost Silver Age. But anyway, they released it, you know, it was a long time ago. And now, you know, so many characters have changed. So many stories have changed. Particularly, like, the stories of Cyborg. And he was a big deal back then. Yeah. So they're rewriting in Rebirth the Judas Contract. And they're not setting it present. They're setting it in the past. But they want to have, you know, an official updated record with updated characters. And I don't know how it's going to go, but it is going to be a crossover between the Titans book and the Deathstroke book. So, yeah, this could be really cool. I'm pretty excited about it. A lot of people are really wary of it because, like I said, that was a huge deal back in their lore. And a lot of, you know, the writers are both saying, like, we're not trying to change everything. We're just updating it so that it's relevant to our characters now, because they want to expand on it in future story arcs.
And the thing of it is like, I will read this because I'm reading Titans. And
yeah,
I may catch the Deathstroke issues. The one thing I don't want to see is that this sell like crazy. And then they're like, okay, so we just did Judas Contract. Now let's go back and do Death and Return of Superman. Let's go back and do Nightfall. Let's go back.
They're not going to revisit all. Well, it's DC.
It's DC. Like,
there's no rule. Everything old is new again.
But yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I don't want to see, because like even Death and Return of Superman was good until after the death, because then you had the return. But I just don't want to see them. The Death and Return of Superman was a commercial success, but also a comic book failure at the same time.
Critical failure.
No, I was doing that. Yeah. Oh. Never mind.
But yeah, no, I
it
don't.
It killed death.
It killed, yeah, Max Landis was right. It killed death in comic books. I don't want to see them revisiting a whole bunch of stories with the current characters.
Yeah, like this one, it makes sense because they had a story arc that they plan on expanding on the Judas contract. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that they want to rewrite it so they have an updated version and it's fresh in everyone's heads, because they don't want to reference, you know, an almost 30-year-old story arc with a bunch of new readers, because it doesn't make any sense. Because that was the whole point of Rebirth. That was the point of New 52, is to bring in new people. I mean, that's it. So, in other comic book news, there's a we talked about Riri Williams a long time ago.
I keep hearing Riri.
I snicker every time.
R-I-R-I. That's her name.
Hello, Riri. That's all I can think of is Chappelle Show.
Hello, Riri. Oh God, Chappelle Show is so great. But anyway, no, that's the new character. She's going to be the new Iron Man. She will be the main character in the Marvel Now 2.0 Invincible Iron Man book.
A part of the "Hey, look, we're different. Hey, look, we're progressive" movement.
Which I'm actually okay with this one.
As long as the characters are good, yeah.
Yeah, no, like they
just are, changing it for the sake of changing it, though, you know.
Right, because they introduced Riri Williams a while back, and she's a prodigy, super genius, 15-year-old MIT student. She built a suit of Iron Man armor in her basement, and like that's just, you know, how the character was introduced. She seems super cool. All the writing has been really, really good featuring her, and moving forward as the new Iron Man is going to be really interesting, I think. Which, the point I'm bringing up, because like I said, we've talked about this before, they showed off, and this controversy may have been around a little while ago, but it was just brought to my attention over the last week. They released a couple of weeks ago the cover art for her first book, like when they talked about the Marvel Now 2.0. And I thought the cover art was fine. Apparently, it's sparking controversy all the way across the internet because they feel like this new character is being hypersexualized. Now, for those of you that haven't seen it, I recommend just Googling it. If you just Google Riri Williams, R-I-R-I Williams, you'll probably see the cover art. It's her standing in front of Tony Stark, a hologram of Tony Stark, with a crop top shirt, but that's it. Like, I mean,
so she was wearing pants.
She was
wearing
navel,
pants.
That's it.
Do what?
You can see her navel, but that's it.
You can see her belly button.
Yeah.
But there's no boob window. There's no
cleavage. No. Like, her chest seems to be average size for a 15-year-old.
She basically,
I don't know if I agree with that.
Pants are not super tight.
You
want to
see it again?
Like, the only thing I could possibly see on it is the pants are a little low rise. But even that wasn't.
But that's what girls. I mean,
exactly. It's current fashion. Exactly.
Yeah. There's
she
really
is
nothing on this.
Still
that
being
looks
a fashionable teen.
Okay.
Though she's super intelligent.
Looking at it. Let me just say, she doesn't look like a 15-year-old. I'll say that she looks like a grown woman. But that's not because of the way she's dressed. She just looks older. Like, she looks more mature. Maybe, I don't know, you guys look. Maybe I'm
and,
seeing
I mean, it doesn't
else.
Help, though, that, like, there's nothing really for scale there other than the Iron Man helmet.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she actually is a very petite person.
She looks very adultish in that picture, though.
Yeah.
Her
because
face
there's
is
not
drawn really.
Yeah, I would yeah. agree.
Well, if you were already that intelligent and going to MIT at 15, I'm sure you're probably a little more mature.
I didn't wear that when I did that.
When you went to MIT? That's not
15?
What you wore?
Yeah. You mean you're telling me you didn't have an afro?
By the way, MIT was the name of a store in Mountain City that I used to get Pop-Tarts from.
So, yeah, I don't get the controversy. If you get it, email me.
at get a grow a set at grow up dot whatever
at podzilla1985.com.
If you send anything, like, it doesn't matter what the prefix is, whatever, at podzilla1985.com,
we'll
I'll
get
it.
Yeah,
I'll get it. So yeah,
it's a little bit ridiculous considering how they draw some of the
yeah
some no of, and men and women in comics are both exaggerated to the point of ridiculousness.
Really true,
sometimes.
But we've got to look at, like, Marvel has actually been great at introducing more people of color. They've done really great at minimalizing the hypersexualized content. Like, it's just they've been moving in great directions.
Meanwhile, DC...
DC has Starfire. DC's
been cutting Harley Quinn short shorter.
Uh-huh.
She started in a full, admittedly tight, latex bodysuit.
But at least she actually looked like a Harley Quinn.
She looked like a Harley Quinn, a clown. Yes. Yes. Now she just looks like Hot Topic girl. She really does.
No, I mean, yeah.
Nothing about her that screams Harley Quinn.
No, that's what I call edgy.
She looks more like she fell out of a lollipop chainsaw.
Little bit.
Yeah, actually, very much. Like, if you put clown makeup-ish on Juliet Starling, she's going to look like Harley Quinn.
I mean, you're right. it's kind of sad, but whatever. Yeah, DC can do DC things. Hopefully, they've actually given her pants now. And some
they
of the
won't
more
stay on!
In the more current, like in the rebirth arcs of Harley Quinn, they've given her pants, but she is still wearing just the smallest thing covering her chest.
I feel like DC looked at Marvel in the 90s and was like, all right, let's copy that.
That's when they were successful, right?
Yeah.
No, that's when they went bankrupt, guys.
That's why Fox and Sony have X-Men and Spider-Man.
It's pretty silly, though. Like, even when though I think she looks a little adultish, it's it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, and like I said,
you tell me one teenage girl you haven't seen in a crop top lately, or low rise pants.
Adults in general, crop tops are in fashion. Hate it because they look really cute, and I'm not gonna wear them.
See,
me neither.
But similarly, I really hate the shirts that guys wear sometimes, where the sleeves, it's like where their sleeves are, they're cut all the way down.
It's the Missouri cut.
No,
yeah.
the
douche
is,
cut.
The thing is, some of those shirts they fold in on themselves, right? So it's like a strip of fabric down the middle, a weird loop around the arms and nipples.
They almost look
like
wrestling
why,
gear.
Why are you wearing that in? Okay,
it's like you're just you're not.
You don't
even
need
wearing
to wear that
shirt.
Out to
no,
McDonald's.
Heaven forbid a girl wear a crop top because.
Let me just say, all right, for the girls that wear the crop tops, you know, Lindsay said she'll never wear it.
I used to. If I still had a flat stomach, I'd do it.
Well, I'm gonna say if I look like Chris Hemsworth, I wouldn't wear a shirt.
I challenge you to find me in a shirt.
I challenge you to find me in a
shirt. I wouldn't want you to wear a shirt.
Just holding helicopters all the time.
If you see me in a shirt and I'm not oiled up, then I just woke up, you know?
You're in front of your computer at work and...
Oiled
just,
up. Oiled up is the important part.
I'm at my job, like my full-time professional job, and I'm sitting there at my desk in my office just...
Oiled up. Speedo.
No shirt.
You look over at the assistant. I'm drying up over here. Sorry, Big J. Wipes you down.
There's a surfboard for some reason in the back corner.
Sorry, Big J. That was the line that broke me.
Lifting equipment and like whey powder. Sitting on your desk.
Whey powder.
Time to hit a shake, bro.
Just sit there, yeah, like curling dumbbells. We got this. We're good.
Mr. Kimball, there's a computer problem over in this section. All right, cool. Just goes over, hits it.
Make sure you have a tie on, too, though. You want to look professional.
It's a clip-on, though. We really don't know how.
How does that work? That just raises more questions.
Yeah, that's me.
No, for winter and Christmas, you get a tank top that says suns out, guns out.
Or you just wear a scarf and no shirt. Just a scarf. Little nipple scars.
I've expanded to bicycle Pasties. Shorts from a Speedo.
Yeah. Well, it's cold outside.
Right.
Don't want to freeze.
Got to cover up the whole buttocks.
Whoa. Slow down.
Not the whole, but.
Yeah, you got to leave a little cheek.
No, like going all the way back now, crop top shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fashion. Like, it makes sense for her to be wearing it because that's. You know, that's the thing. And a lot of people are talking
but
about,
Jesse,
like...
But, she's smart. Smart girls wouldn't wear that. Only slutty
that's
ones.
That's actually my biggest problem. Yeah. One of the big things that people are talking about is, like, her being... Well, it's not my biggest problem. It's a problem that I have with it. Her being a, you know, a role model for girls wanting to get into, like, the STEM research fields.
Yeah. You can be intelligent and fashionable.
Right.
No,
and that's,
no. That's the reason that they have girls wear skirts that are longer and not show their shoulders because it'll distract the boys.
And people are really upset that, you know, you've got this like brilliant, intelligent girl and all this other stuff. And she's trying to, like, you know, look sexy. And
it's called self-confidence.
And that's the thing. They talk about, like, because of this, she's no longer a role model. I was like, why? Like, you think that because she's smart, she has to dress like ultra conservatively? Like, if that's what she wants to wear, if that's what she feels confident in, then let her do it.
It's 2016. The smart girl, this isn't the 80s where the smart girls wear pocket protectors
and shoulder pads
with the tape in the middle. Yeah.
And same thing with guys. Like, guys don't have to look like that either. Like, you don't have to look nerdy and be nerdy.
No, look at us. I'm brilliant. I'm wearing a pink tank top right now.
It's a true story. He is.
I'm dumb as a box of rocks.
Or wearing a pink tank top.
Little column A, little column B.
Oh, thank you.
Dalton wore a Speedo today. We ignore it.
Dalton is wearing the nipple scarves.
You can't tell, though, like because it. He has so much body hair.
That's why I couldn't be Chris Hemsworth. I'm too fuzzy. Like, I did a push-up, and then I looked at my chest, and I was like,
he needs, like, a weekly body wax.
Weekly, hourly. He looks like the kind of guy that would regrow if he thought hard enough about it.
You see what happens is I wear a shower.
First issue of Dalton Manch regrowth.
I wear the Deathstroke mask or Deadshot mask, and then my shower's just nair. It just falls right off me. See? And then I step out, towel off, hair grows back. It's weird. I don't get
it. It's the Homer Simpson effect. Like when he shaved his beard, and within seconds it popped back up.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what happens when you're fuzzy wuzzy.
If you ever start doing fuzzy like live wuzzy. Action things, just like have a waxing Dalton segment.
No. Or
listen to him scream.
That would lose us so many listeners.
It hurts so bad to get your eyebrows waxed.
Cody and Hunter would love it. Oh, that's no lie.
Kodu would love it.
Have you gotten your eyebrows waxed before, Dalton?
Please. Yeah.
Kodu, please respond.
Right?
It does hurt.
hey, yeah. Speaking of controversy with...
with character changes. Yes, this is a perfect segue. It's not 100% confirmed, but using context clues from the script, they have determined that Zendaya, a Disney star that, similar to Raven, doesn't like having a last name.
Right, who here knew who Zendaya was?
I've heard her name, but I can't put a face to it.
I was corrected. It is not Zendaya.
Dalton, how old are you?
23.
I think literally Allie was the only one who knew who this woman was.
Yeah, yes. She's the youngest person in our group.
She is.
She is the one that corrected me because I was also saying Zendaya.
Her name is
Zendaya, apparently. I'm not going to worry about it, but she doesn't. She prefers not to have a last name.
Prefers to not have a last name.
So she wants to be Cher.
Or Raven is what I thought is more recent.
That's
like
so
Disney,
Zendaya.
Disney cart.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue as well.
It's not roll off as well. So anyway, with the script, basically we have determined, we knew she was going to be in the movie a while back. We saw the script, and it is determined now that she will likely be Mary Jane Watson in the upcoming movie.
And that's a mistake.
And here's why. And it's not that I have anything against a, because she is, I don't know if she's mixed race
she's a person
or
of
black,
color.
She is a person of color. And I'm not,
and we're not trying to be offensive when we say that. That's just the best.
Yeah,
that's the best words I can come up with. Right. I'm not that smart.
And this is a tricky subject because it's one of those things. I am A-okay. Like I said, I was A-okay with Riri Williams taking the part or taking
Stop
the
saying
role.
Riri.
Of,
it's Riri.
Is it Riri?
Why would it be Riri?
I say
you're
Riri.
Riri.
I say Riri.
Riri.
Yeah. Riri.
Riri.
I like
no. It's Riri.
Oh, Riri just sounds awful, though.
It sounds kind of racist, but...
Exactly.
I assume it's Riri and not Riri.
Let's just move past it.
Okay,
sorry. It does sound awful.
I'm sensing some resistance
here.
But anyway, no, like, I'm A-okay with her being Iron Man. It's not that. The problem is that in the movies, in order to diversify their cast, instead of writing new and interesting characters for people of color to play... They are replacing established characters with people of color. And to me, that's lazy writing.
They do that in the reverse all the time, though. They take roles for people of color and then make them for... Like, they've got entire movies about, what was it, Egypt?
Gods
that
of
one?
Egypt.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, hold on. We talked about this yesterday. Here's my problem with that Gods of Egypt argument.
We probably shouldn't be talking about
one, what if the gods were black in the movie? No one's complained about that.
One of them?
One. And the fact that they were white, they're gods.
Many of the
Why
gods
is it
were...
said that the gods have to be Egyptian?
Many of the gods
Why aren't
are actually
the gods just purple? We don't know what color
skin.
Their skins are.
Well, like, and not only that, but what? And I have a problem with that. Like, we're not saying that it's just when people of color get white roles that we're upset. No, it's the fact that Hollywood has such a problem with creating roles and for putting people of color on movies and television. That's one of the biggest complaints that has ever been lobbied, especially lately. Mm-hmm. You see all these movies with whitewashing. You see these movies where you could have black characters or Asian characters. And instead of creating films or characters that are Asian or black, you take characters that were written white, say, here's a black actor playing it, and go, see how progressive we are? We have a black person playing, or we have a person of color playing Mary Jane. Okay, that's fine, I guess, but why don't you create a character of color for the Spider-Man movies that a person of color could play? Why do you have to put somebody of a different race in another racist spot instead of making someone, creating a new character that's interesting?
Because the people watching the superhero movies are going because they like the superheroes.
Well, that's so, Mary Jane's not a superhero.
Yeah, Mary
well,
Jane
no,
is a little
but she's, character. She's already an established character, though.
Right.
And so...
But nobody's
if,
going to
if
see
they
Mary
gave
Jane.
Him, if uh-huh. they gave Spider-Man... a new love interest.
That was actually the point. Yeah. Nobody would complain. That was actually a point that I made. I would be A-OK if they introduced a new love interest for Peter Parker.
They would still complain.
But people are going to complain no matter what.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, if we're going by that, the people that would complain about that are still going to complain about Mary Jane being there first instead of Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
And who's going to complain more? The people that are complaining about a new character being introduced to a young Spider-Man. This is young Spider-Man. This is high school Spider-Man.
Right. Yeah.
So you have all kinds of room to throw somebody else
right.
in.
Right. And nobody complained in the Sam Raimi films that Gwen Stacy wasn't even mentioned.
Until the third movie.
Right.
It was Mary Jane from the start, you know?
Yeah, Mary Jane was his love interest from the very beginning.
It's just, it's terrible that they consider this to be...
Progressive. It's lazy, is what I think.
It is. It is. It's awful. People complained when Michael Clark Duncan played Kingpin. We talked about this.
I loved him as
Kingpin.
He
was great. He was a great Kingpin. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I think Zendaya could do a great job as Mary Jane Watson, but that's not the problem that I have. The problem that I have is, like I said, they're doing it just to be progressive. And it's lazy.
It is.
But like, and
if
like
they would
I said,
have said, hey, here's the new Tony Stark played by Will Smith, people would complain.
Because
it's not Tony Stark. And Tony Stark is a character that was created, and he is this. Instead of going, here's Will Smith as Tony Stark, you could go, here's Riri Williams as the new Iron Man. Now you have a new and interesting character.
That's all her own character. That is her own character.
That isn't just given to a black actor. That isn't going, okay, well, we want to make this more marketable and say that we did something for your community, so here's the role. No, now you're saying here's a character we created that is African-American, that is interesting, that you can play.
Yeah. And I agree. Like, that's the way it should be. And Marvel has been really good in the comic book world, and I think we're going to talk about this sometime on another show, right?
We're going to talk about this.
It's one of those things where, and I'm going to talk about it a lot there too. Marvel Comic Books has done a great job with diversifying their cast from all white people, like all white men in general. Like, and they didn't just make a character, you know, a different color or a different gender. They just actually wrote in a story with a new and interesting character. Like I said, Riri Williams. You've got Kamala Khan as Miss Marvel. She picked up that mantle.
That was really good.
And it's turned out great. And it's the thing, like, Kamala Khan is a Pakistani girl. That is a lot better than just rewriting Carol Danvers as a Pakistani girl.
And just to be fair, just so everybody knows, let's say Riri Williams is successful. Mm-hmm. And she is so successful, they decided to make an Iron Man movie with her. And then they cast, you know, I don't know, Chloe Moretz Grace as her. I'll be upset.
I will too.
Yeah,
I will be really upset if they do that.
I have no idea who that is.
That was Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass, Hit Girl.
Yeah. I hated that movie.
I liked it, but I wasn't in love with it.
I liked the first one.
It was awful.
But she was good, and she's a great actress.
She is.
But she's not African-American.
Right.
It would be pointless. I told this story to Jesse and Mike Branham and Asa when we were doing our D&D thing. And I'll tell you this. You probably know it. You might not know it. You probably don't know it. The movie Hitch.
No, I've watched Hitch. Well, you know, I actually have watched Hitch.
The love interest was Ava Mendez for Will Smith, right? When they were casting it, they specifically sent out things saying, we don't want a white woman because we don't want to alienate audiences from seeing a black guy and a white woman together. We don't want a black woman because we don't want it to be a black movie and therefore lose white money. We're going to cast an Hispanic woman because she's somewhere in the middle, and that would be inoffensive.
That actually was a marketing thing that happened. It was a conversation that marketing had about
it. That is why Hollywood is awful.
They had the same thing, I think, with Katniss in The Hunger Games. Like, she wasn't supposed to be white, or in the book, I don't think she is.
She was
actually
like an olive-skinned person, I think, in the book, if I remember right.
Yeah, but yeah, no, and she also was supposed to have, like, I think a hearing disability or something like that, none of that got touched on, really.
That happened in the movie. That happened in the book. Like, there was an explosion that caused the hearing disability. And I guess it's one of those things that's hard to convey in the movie.
No.
And the hearing thing got fixed by the super advanced medicine of their day.
It got lampshaded.
Got it.
Yeah, so, like, in the book, they fixed her hearing. It wasn't bad for very long. Anyway.
But regardless.
Yeah, moving past it. Yeah, no, like, I agree. And there's so many more examples in Marvel recently of introducing a more diverse cast, like with Sam Wilson becoming Captain America, with Jane Foster becoming Thor. Like, all the stuff they've done in the comic books have been great. But then, yeah, like, they're just, you know, replacing a pre-existing character with a person of color. And the movie.
Which is so weird for... Because this is... Sony's doing this movie, but isn't it still Disney?
Marvel.
Marvel, yeah.
Marvel Studios in conjunction with Sony.
Yeah. And Marvel Studios have for the most part, been batting 1,000 on cast.
Yeah.
For the most part. There might have been one or two like little weird things.
They're at the very least, they're batting 900.
Yeah. They're doing well.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that they've said it that I'm like...
And like I said, it could still be great in the movie. I'm just upset because I think it's lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no doubt she'll probably be a great Mary Jane.
Yeah, because they've cast brilliantly so far. Yeah. You're correct.
I've never seen them cast something just for the sake of going, oh, well, look who we got.
Right.
I kind of felt that way about Scarlett Johansson in the beginning. And I've said it before. I thought they cast her just because she was the it girl and but she was hot.
She did a fantastic But she does a great job
as Black Widow. Yeah, so yeah. You can't deny it.
That's exactly how I guess they feel about Will Smith and Suicide Squad. Like, he doesn't belong in that movie.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, like, I thought...
Will Smith in Suicide as Deadshot.
I was upset about that from the very beginning, and then I was upset about it in the movie because of how they portrayed him. It was bad.
See, I didn't see Suicide Squad. I saved myself $10. Same here.
All right, we'll go on to some happier movie news. Also in the DC area. Yeah, I know. We're gonna have a whole show about this.
I do the best.
A whole show.
Give
about
it time.
This, buddy.
Give it time.
So. In other movie news, we've got Batman: Return of the Caped Crusaders.
Oh God!
It's a new DC Direct coming up that I am really excited about it because the main voice actors are Shannon. Go ahead.
Of Adam West, the original Bat-2-see,
yes sir,
and Burt Ward, his ward, and Julie Newmar.
I was going to say they also say Julie Newmar.
But
was
now
back
the only
in.
Reason that that's the cast is because they couldn't get anybody else because they're all dead.
Aww.
And I'm not trying to be funny, but
from the 60s,
Cesar Romero as dead. The Joker passed away. Burgess Meredith as the Penguin's dead.
Yeah, you have officially moved
Frank
past
Gorshin as the Riddler.
Cesar Romero is the only one I knew.
Oh, I, you know me.
I do know you.
But yeah, everyone else is passed away and. Burt Ward sounded really good in this trailer.
Yeah.
We talked about this on Thursday, too. You know, so if you want a little bit of extra thoughts, go back and listen to that one, too. But Burgess Meredith, Burt Ward sounded good. He sounded a little bit older, but he still sounded like Robin.
Yeah.
Like the Robin from the show. And I don't know if Adam West was A, sleepy.
B, phoning it in.
Or C, they literally had a microphone up to him while he's laying on the gurney. As they're about to euthanize him.
Aww.
But something wasn't
right.
That
got dark.
Well, I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
no, like, he's right. It didn't sound... He didn't even have, like, Family Guy Adam West going on.
I was
going
to make the comparison. It was like, does he sound awake? Like...
He sounded like he was just
he
like...
He sounded real tired.
Well, it sounded like he was trying to take the role more seriously than he had, you know, in the 60s. And
well, he took the role very seriously in the 60s. That was why it was funny.
I know.
This is going to be avant-garde.
Some days he can't get rid of a bomb.
I need to see that shark.
You know who they should have do this movie just by himself? Ralph Garman. If anybody listens to Hollywood Babylon, they do a comic book theater, like where they read a comic book out loud on their podcast. And Ralph Garman will do the voice of almost every character. Like, Batman is Adam West, Robin is Burt Ward, and it sounds perfect.
I disagree with that. I like that even if this movie ends up terrible and the voice acting is god-awful, I like it because it gives Adam West one last chance to play Batman, and I think that's really cool. He did something on Batman the Animated Series where he played, was it Grey Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was basically his last go as Batman, even though he wasn't Batman.
Lego Batman 3, he was...
was he in that as the voice?
Yeah, and he was the voice of the 66 Batman. Because regular Batman was Kevin Conroy.
Right.
And then Mark Hamill was Joker. So is the Joker going to be Mark Hamill? Because that's what I want.
No. Unlikely. No. I mean, they're going to go with an older...
Mark Hamill, like, it was kind of funny. He said that Arkham City was going to be his last Joker appearance
unless
ever.
They did Killing Joke, and then they did Killing Joke.
Yep. Yeah, because he said that specifically, unless they do Killing Joke. And then he also came back for Arkham Knight.
Yeah, but Mark Hamill belongs nowhere near this. This is not Batman the Animated Series. This is Batman 60s. Batman 70s, whatever.
And 66.
We'll get some Jack Nicholson in there.
Well, not even Jack Nicholson.
They don't have that kind
That's
of money.
That's 80s Batman. Like, there are different generations of Batman for every person. My dad, Adam West was his Batman.
Right.
You know, for us, for me and Lindsay, Michael Keaton
uh-huh.
and Val Kilmer and George Clooney and guys like that. For Allie's generation, it's
the Batman
Christian Bale.
Teen Titans Go. Oh.
But then you've got, for like me and Dalton, it's Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
Well, and us, too. I mean, good Lord, we grew up on Batman.
See, I'm not going to lie. I didn't appreciate the animated series till I was in college.
More for me, Will Friedle, because he was the
Batman Beyond.
Yeah,
because he was Terry McGinnis.
Yeah.
But you don't want to mix and match them. You don't want, like, Jack Nicholson and Christian Bale teaming up. You don't want Mark Hamill and Michael Keaton. Stick them with each other.
Yeah, like, I need eras. But then again, you can have replacements, like... because like, Kevin Conroy has done Batman and stuff that Mark Hamill didn't do the Joker.
Yeah.
They had Troy Baker as the Joker.
Yeah, but they didn't.
And his Troy Baker's really good.
But they didn't bring in Heath Ledger. Well, they didn't bring in Caesar Romero. Nicholson
is
busy.
I don't like this bit.
What is Nicholson doing now?
What is Nicholson doing now? I imagine whatever it is, he's doing it fantastically.
He is in his Scrooge McDuck vault of money. Just
going
waiting.
For a swim.
Yeah, he's waiting for DC to call and be like, so they need me to kill Jared Leto in the next movie so I can be the Joker.
Oh, he'll be the Joker's dad.
They don't need to kill him off. They can just let him go. Nobody will care.
Well, Jared Leto's actually like really upset with
Let's just
Warner
recast
Brothers
him as Nick
it.
Cannon.
Well, that's because he pulled the whole Hot Topic
Black
spiel.
Joker.
And
well, no, like apparently Leto was actually really happy with his initial performance as
I'm sure
the Joker.
He was.
But
and Hulk Hogan wished he was only suspended.
Yeah.
But WB,
in other news.
But WB went in and did a bunch of rewrites, and they added a bunch of scenes
yeah,
with Jared
was
Leto.
Being obnoxious.
Well, no, they wrote Jared Leto in extra. Like, they put in more Joker because the Batman versus Superman movie was doing so bad.
I know,
so they,
I mean, like, on social media, wasn't he just acting like a total douche
was,
to
yeah,
everyone?
Well, Jared Leto is kind of a total douche.
Yeah, he was trying to do his whole method acting thing.
Yeah,
because Heath Ledger
was
trying to get into the role.
But yeah, Heath Ledger never sent used condoms to his co-stars.
It's true. Heath Ledger got really into the role and got so into the role that he was on antidepressants.
Jack Nicholson legitimately called Heath Ledger and told him, if you're going to play the Joker, you got to be careful that he doesn't get in your head or it'll kill you. And then it killed him.
Uh-huh.
And that's what
As
I think
Jack
that's
Nicholson
what
was in his
Jared Leto thinks that he was going to do, and then he turned into, again, a Hot Topic edgelord.
Yeah,
and
well, we said he's meth Joker. He's an eccentric meth lord.
Yep.
That's what he is.
And I mean, like, in the comparison.
Put that into some green hair dye.
Well, he still fell in that vat, you know, but the vat, he bought the stuff at Hot Topic for it. It wasn't like X's chemical. X's. Wow.
X's.
But no, like we did a whole show on Suicide Squad. We can move past it.
It
yes,
was an
Dalton,
hour and
I know
a half.
That, I, yeah, it was. So if you guys want to hear more of our thoughts on Suicide Squad, there was a it was a
hour and a half long episode last
hour
week.
And a half
last
long
Tuesday.
Yeah. Last Tuesday. Or
good
was
show.
It the Tuesday before?
That was last
that was
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Was it last Tuesday? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we did a real long show on that one. But anyway, and it was a great show. Definitely go check it out if you want to get more of our thoughts.
And we had them.
We had them. We were not happy with this
no.
movie.
No.
But anyway, and we'll go ahead and move past that. We got
what
about
I tell you?
A surprising amount of time left, actually.
Good God.
We moved through there. We got about 9 minutes left. So a couple of the other things that I wanted to talk about, Steins Gate is getting a PC game. Most of the table just checked out.
Yep.
Steins Gate is a...
Can we talk about Steven Universe so two people at the table can talk about it?
Lindsay's watching a little bit of Steins Gate.
I've watched two episodes.
Let's talk about something we can all enjoy.
I know
SummerSlam is tonight.
I know the dub and the main character voiced by J. Michael Tatum.
It's beautiful. I love that dub. Anyway, no, Steins Gate, basically it's kind of like a sci-fi, time-travel-y kind of anime. And it's
using
really,
your cell phones.
It's really, really good.
Mm.
And
it's
they're making
weird.
A game about it. And they're talking, like a lot of people talked about the game. It came out in Japan. There was a poll taken that rated the most tear-jerking game of all time.
No.
Really?
Well, that's clearly a lie.
I mean, we'll have to see.
I cried at the end of Kingdom Hearts 1.
I cried at the end of Final Fantasy 9.
I cried at the end of Arkham City.
Arkham City.
Don't
you want to go?
But anyway, so I'm excited about this game because I was a huge fan of that anime. It is really, really good. I think like I got Steven to watch it. He liked it a whole lot. I've got
Steven's
a few other
nodding.
People.
Yeah.
I got a few other people here to watch it. It's so good.
Shout out to
Steven. Yeah. Shout out to Steven, who's in the room. He's in the peanut gallery, kind of.
And still on the cast page.
And also,
thumbs up.
Interesting news for Steven. The other bit of news I kind of wanted to talk about. There's a new Metal Gear game got announced at Gamescom.
Steven does not look happy now.
They didn't finish 5.
It's not actually a Metal Gear game so much as it is just a game with a Metal Gear title. It is the zombie one.
Wait, what?
It's called Metal Gear Survive.
Is it really? Oh, I didn't know that.
And you can only play as Raiden.
It's a four... No, Raiden's not in the game. It's a four-player multiplayer game. And basically, you get pulled into... Like, from the look of the video, and I haven't done any research on this, I just
it's
watched
the
trailer.
It's zombie Metal Gear game.
You basically get
is.
Pulled into another dimension, and you have to get back to Earth with you and three other companions.
Steven, come here.
And,
Steven, I want you to sit right here, right now.
And there are zombies right. that
sit
have,
on
like...
Shannon's lap.
All right, so Steven is the... Oh, God. He is actually... So Steven is the biggest Metal Gear fan amongst us, by far. Steven,
yes.
How do you feel about this?
Language. Language.
Language. It's language. Nerd up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not happy about it, that's for sure. to be fair, though, Kojima always said he wanted to make a genuine zombie game. So, I mean, it's without Rip Kojima, peace, but it was always planned, I think.
It's good that they did that after Kojima left.
Oh, yes, yeah. I feel like we need the little sound clip insert of, no, sir, I don't like it.
I just don't want to, like, open that window for sound bits because it's going to get bad real fast.
We need the butt.
That is exactly what the show, the Thursday show in particular, will be all just sound bites. But anyway, you know, like, it, from the looks of the trailer, yeah, you get pulled into an altered dimension. It's you and three friends that are playing this game. And the zombie characters look kind of interesting. They're like humans, and they might be soldiers or something like that, but they have these weird crystal things coming out of their heads, and half their heads are gone. It's
the metallic archaea from Metal Gear 5. Yeah, whatever.
See, they tied it together.
Oh, so it is
everything's good
it.
Now.
I never played Metal Gear 5.
What
so,
if you don't yeah. have three friends to play with?
That actually then says screwed. You die alone.
Wow.
That's the DLC, die alone.
Wow.
And to be fair, there is stealth mechanics, how there were in Phantom Pain. So, I mean, it's still kind of Metal Gear, but it's completely different premise.
Yep, with a completely new set of characters, from what I understand. Like, none of them were original characters. They're all original
it's
characters,
It's all
right?
creator, user-created.
User, oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's your own avatar.
Now, the thing that I'm really excited about, and the right, reason I might get this game.
Thanks, Steven.
And the reason that I might get this game, it's not $60. It's only going to be a $30 title.
Huh. Well, do you hear that? Ghostbusters Ninja Turtles? A budget title that's actually a budget.
Mm-hmm. So I imagine there's not going to be a whole lot to the game, but if it's, you know, create a character or create a character multiplayer, we can all just play together.
Yeah.
Like, I'd drop $30 on that for a couple of weeks of enjoyment.
And I'll watch you.
Aww.
And see how it goes, Dalton? And then go from there.
I'm not playing Left for Metal Gear.
You got that big, you got the
Left
big boy
gear.
Job now.
Hmm?
You got that big boy job now. You can afford a $30 game.
You can no, teach I can't. Us all how to play.
Do you want to see my Marvel Legends collection recently?
You got the big boy job. This game's not coming out for a while. Like, you got time.
They're still making waves, buddy.
You can recuperate.
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers figures.
$30.
I saw those. Those are awesome looking.
I need all of them.
$30.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, you can get both.
Listeners.
Power Rangers.
I'm going to start another Patreon called Feed Dalton's Action Figure Addiction.
Wait, another Patreon? You already have a Patreon?
No, we're going to tie it to the Podzilla
oh, yeah.
one.
Oh.
As in there's going to
no.
be a link
no, we're
to
not.
Mine.
Okay, yeah, and actually that'll be a great way to close out the show because I keep forgetting to do this. We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. If you like this show, you can go there and support us, and any amount of money would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And we have a few exceptional patrons that have donated enough money to get a special shout out on the show.
Everybody that donates to us should get a shout out, though, for the record.
They get it. They're listed on the website. You are yes. immortalized on our webpage if you donate any amount of money to us at all.
Gosh, do we appreciate it from all
so
of you.
So very much.
Is one of them so. Kevin?
Yes.
The powers
yes,
that be.
The powers that be. The
shout
thing about
Kevin,
though, is that he didn't want any reward at all. He's just giving us the money because he likes the show.
Because we love Kevin. We grew up, us four, not Dalton, grew
the
up
GameStop
Kevin.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, he gets
when.
To keep the title, The Power That Bees.
Yeah,
the
except
The Power of Bees. Oh, God.
And
does
as
he
of
got
right
bee girls?
Now, as of right now, I think Kevin is still our highest patron.
So if you want to beat Kevin Schenkelberg, give us money.
Technically, he owns us. If you want to own us, please donate more than $25 at
but no, like we always really appreciate
the podcaster.
We joke, but we always really appreciate this because it saves, like, me and Shannon, we're paying for all this out of pocket.
We are.
Like, all the equipment that I bought out of pocket.
Until Jesse came up with the idea to do Patreon, because I was very against it. I was against it at first, you know that. But we were paying monthly for this, all the equipment we paid for. I mean, we weren't making any, but we're not making any money.
No. No, we are not making any
we
money.
We want to make it very clear that we don't take this money and then run out and buy comics with it.
It is literally for, like, we had to replace a power supply on our soundboard a couple
yep.
of weeks ago. That
new
came
stands,
out of, like, this funding.
Mics.
Yeah, like, whatever
better
we need
cables.
Extra mics. Cables. Anything that we've needed equipment-wise has come out of, recently anyway, before it was coming out of, like I said, mine or Shannon's pocket.
Yeah.
And now has been coming out of all of the very generous donations from our patrons. And again, we love you all. But a couple of shout outs to
Josh Shinfield.
Josh Shinfield.
Good guy.
Of Press Start to Join podcast.
Yes.
It's a great show. Like he seems like a really cool guy. Definitely give him check that out. He's on Facebook. I think you can just, yeah, if you just Facebook search, press start to join, you can find him. He's based out of Canada, interestingly.
He is. He's one of them Canucks. That's where Bob's going soon.
Yeah.
For a trip, yeah. Shout out to Bob.
That's cool. No, he's not. He's really not.
What
yeah,
Bob
and
have
that's,
to do with Canada? Just stay
we'll
in the middle?
He's doing the Wolverine thing. He's going to go up there, get a cabin.
And stand in the wilderness?
And stand in the wilderness naked. With dare bears to come at him. You know?
And then also a special shout out to Will Craft.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of our patrons. And then, of course, Kodu Sandusky. And another one he didn't want a reward, but I'll go ahead and throw out Billy Torres as well as another one of our.
Do we ever figure out who Billy Torres is?
I have no idea. Billy Torres.
Billy Torres, email us.
Oh, he's the NSA agent.
He's the one that spies on us.
Yeah, it's Asa, that's Asa's headcanon.
Yeah, no, like...
Wait, NSA? ASA?
They're in cahoots.
I mean, ASA is a softball thing.
Yeah, probably.
I'm glad you know what headcanons are.
I'm sorry, when I think of
head
cannons,
explain it to me.
I think of like Blastoise, even though it's not his head, but he's got the shoulder cannons.
All right, so that's going to be it for our show, guys. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And again, if you want to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Jesse, did you also know that you can go to Redbubble and look up Podzilla 1985 and buy t-shirts and cell phone accessories and bags for Podzilla 1985?
You don't say. Are they designed by our very own Lindsay Wolfgang?
They are.
Yes, yes, they are.
You can get cool phone cases, too.
You can. Also, all sorts of phones. Stay tuned to blogzilla1985.com, which will be relaunching shortly, where we'll all post when we can't record.
If you get tired of hearing us talk, you can listen to what we have to say via the written word.
If you want to know our thoughts but not have to hear our whiny, nasally voices,
aww,
you can go to blogzilla1985.com.
I'm sorry,
nasally?
Everybody.
This is golden right here.
Ain't known, right? Is that what I'm talking about?
I, that's all I hear.
When he talks, I hear wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
All right, anyway, yes, thank you once again for tuning in, guys. We'll see you guys next week. We've got Pro Wrestling Unscripted coming up this week. They're going to be reviewing SummerSlam.
SummerSlam is tonight, baby. We're going to be here at the Podzilla 1985 headquarters watching it with the gang.
Which means
and then I don't know if it's
going to
be Tuesday or Thursday, but we're going to have an expanded show on
race, diversity of comics, movies. We're going to
race, diversity, and media.
Yeah, we're going to hit all the points. It's going to be a great show.
Is that
going
to be Tuesday or Thursday?
That's going to be Tuesday.
Tuesday show? Okay, yeah. That's going to be Tuesday show. And then
it could be Thursday show.
Tune
we'll
in
see.
For the topical train wreck Thursday.
You like happy things on Thursday.
I do, but...
Here's my promise to you, Lindsay.
Have topics.
No Trump.
I don't care if there's Trump because some artist stuck like naked statues of him around the country.
That's something we've got to talk about. But anyway, okay. All right, that's going to do it for Nerd Up, guys. Thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you, Lindsay, Stephanie, Dalton, Shannon, for joining me. Yes. See you guys later.